Hang on. WMFO, you're on the air.
You extraordinarily southern man.
I'm sorry, could you please identify yourself?
I'm Mehran, you evil man. You're spitting your horrible Christian hatred. Good morning.
I ain't spitting no hatred. This is the person I was talking about, the person who was supposed to be sitting across from me.
Well, but
I guess you just had too big of a night of drugs and sodomy, and you just kind of forgot or just couldn't even get up off your bed of sodomy.
Sodomy is refreshing. I want to put that out on the table.
No, I don't believe so,
yes,
sir.
It's like a cold shower, Billy Bob.
I would never even attempt to try to verify that.
Well, it's
just wrong.
How can you say that it's not refreshing?
I can say jumping off a building is refreshing, but I ain't gonna try it.
I bet you it is refreshing jumping off a building.
Well, y'all go jump off a building then.
Well, you
jump off a building, you get back to me on that one. All right.
What if I get sodomized off a building?
Y'all do whatever you need to do, because you're gonna be roasting in a pit of hell.
Well, that doesn't sound refreshing.
No, it doesn't at all. You see, that's the point I'm trying to get across to you. That's the point. You're talking about just this kind of immediate kind of, I don't even want to call it sexual because I don't even think God ever thought of that when it started.
I like to call it immediate colorectal gratification. That's what I call it. That's what doctors call it.
Well, whatever you call it, it's wrong, and it's in Leviticus, and Jesus said so right in Leviticus. He said, don't do it.
Yeah, I think that's actually the biblical, that's a quote.
Don't do it. Yeah, it is.
Don't do it, I think, is actually what it says. You're right.
It depends on the translation.
That's correct.
But the King James, I think it says, don't do it.
It also, it could have been in reference to meats or milk or mixed fabrics. It could have been anything.
Book of Jesus, chapter 5, verse 3. He who puts his penis into another man's anus displeases me, all right? What more do you want?
That's correct.
So I don't understand it.
They called them the unholy chocolatier. I think that's what homosexuals were called, were unholy chocolatiers.
I think you just made that up.
No, it's true, because milk, lemonade, round the corner chocolate's made.
I don't even know what that means. I can't even begin to fathom.
Okay, so can you look down at your chest?
I don't need that. I don't even want the explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Not in the least little bit. Now,
mm-hmm. I'm right here.
I know you are.